10:35 the time, 25 minutes before 11 o'clock, and I absolutely love being first in many ways, but certainly first to get new music. And we've been, again, and they may as well be the house band for the Mornings with Ed show. I absolutely love Trapdoor Social. And Skylar Funk has brought in Grant and Adrian today. We're going to hear two brand new songs never before heard anywhere. This is live and direct from our beautiful Laguna Beach studios. They've got a Thursday show. We'll talk to them in just a couple of minutes. But right now, do me a favor. Welcome Skylar, Grant, and Adrian in Trapdoor Social.
Dead 25 years ago, before your feet could touch the ground. You've been burning bread, waiting on a miracle, and the tentacle come from above to pick you up and turns you around and says, sing, tell them what you see. The love stings, it isn't what it seems. Some are steam blowing up high. See, it's all about me and the world needs to know. So I'ma let you know, I will.
Oh yeah.
So you fall back, heaven sent, so you called that. Everyone listen up, yeah, I'm selling miracles.
The crowd goes wild,
yeah. So if you bought that, let me see both your hands. Prophet speaks and prophet calls, yeah. Been left for dead, miles off the road, with your heartbeat in your mouth. You've been sure as hell, at least you think you know what the top of it all looks like. And who looks down and calls you out and says, sing, tell them what you've seen. The love stings, it isn't what it seems. I'm all steam blowing up high. I see, it's all about me and the world needs to know. So I'ma let you know, I'll. So you fall back, heaven said, so you called that. Everyone listen up, yeah, I'm selling.
Yeah. Can't say that on air. Ow! All right. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. We're still on. okay, cool. We're going to do one more song. Special request by Ed. He said, you're going to come all this way. You might as well give us two songs. This one's brand new. We're actually still kind of writing it, but we're playing this Thursday at the Mint in L.A., and we decided to trot this one out. It's going to open our set. We're going to give you the chill acoustic version right here, but it goes about 20 BPM faster and has ripping guitar drums and electric guitars on it when we all play it together. So this is called Till Death, and it's brand new. It's something that we're writing right now. So here's what that might be kind of like. Sacred and serious, hits like an esophagus punch. Pay for the easy love. The only free thing here is your lunch. They steal you wrong, but love to watch you muck it all up. Get in, the jig is up. The driver sputters, coughing blood, and you run the whole time thinking of the one you set the world on fire for. Don't need no miracles, no. Pick up your steam and chug. You're not just anyone. Get in, the jig is up. The driver sputters, coughing blood. You run the whole time thinking of the one you set the world on fire for. Your backstory isn't over till the old-fashioned climax. Get in, the jig is up. The driver sputters, coughing blood, and you run the whole time thinking of the one you set the world on fire for.
Mad skills. Absolutely love having them here. Trapdoor Social, Skylar, Adrian, and Grant with us this morning. They're coming in for a conversation. Thank you, by the way, for both of those songs. Thank you for doing that second one especially. They got a show at the Mint. We'll talk to them in a couple of minutes. Yeah. So I'm getting ready to go on air. Grant's asking me for directions and around Laguna Beach, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, which way is Mexico, dude?
Let's go. I can't thank you guys enough for coming in. First of all, you got a show next Thursday, the 23rd.
Yep.
And no one has heard that song, that last song we heard. No one has heard Till Death except for us.
Couldn't have possibly. We've basically just written it, so yeah.
My dad has heard it.
All right.
Dang, that's right. Oh, because we had the little demo cooking.
Yeah. I played in the demo, but otherwise.
Okay, true.
You guys are the first.
that's you know what? That being the parent of a band member, man, you just get so many ins. That's really cool.
Ask Grant's dad if he's sick of it yet, though.
Dude, he's not. He's like, why aren't you sending me more?
Okay, cool.
Well, I'm not even kidding. I'm going to cut it up, and it's going to be a part of my regular show, if you'll allow. It's up
to
you, of course.
Yeah.
You know, so
sure, dude. Yeah. I mean, if it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds great. Man. You guys sounded fantastic
cool.
in there. The first song, Prophet.
Yeah.
And I understand that the spelling of it is P-R-O-P-H-I-T. How did that come along, and how did the song come about?
So we borrowed a little bit from two different words, the prophet Allah, the religious type, and the prophet Allah, the financial type.
Right.
It's just a bit of a playful little storytelling exercise. The verses are written about from the perspective of, you know, the charlatan who, like, has this, you know, story that they want to tell to try to become, like, a big deal following, you know,
right.
You know, make it big as a religious prophet. And so it's got some playful language, you know, in the chorus. I have these guys going, and the crowd goes wild with the big loud,
which was awesome, by the way. And I got to throw some love over to Adrian and to Grant for being just on target with that.
Yeah.
Man. That just adds so many layers to it.
I needed boss singers for this song. It's just more fun when it's not myself. I would have been in here being like, trust me, there's this really cool line, like, you know, it's there.
Right.
But like these guys were amazing to come from far out, a little out of town and make it happen. And it's really fun to sing. I mean, I know Adrian from a cappella days back in college.
Okay.
He's a classically trained singer, amazing, incredible vocalist. And tell them.
Or something, yeah.
And sing in harmony, you know, with him and those guys and stuff has just always been, you know, one of the most satisfying things to get to do. So right. To get to add that layer to this, you know, new rock song that we're excited to share with the world is really fun for me.
Right. I noticed you use the term charlatan. I love that term, and it's hard to fit into a lyric, isn't it?
yeah. It's playful. And one of the other really fun things we got to do with that song is collaborate with Fred Schneider of the B-52s on it. So when you hear that recorded version, you know, go find that song on Spotify. It's got Fred from the B-52s on it. We toured opening for them in 2019 in Europe and the UK. And the guy's voice obviously is iconic and hilarious and amazing. You know, he's a rock lobster. you know, just that super fun, talky kind of thing.
Right.
And so we were writing the song, you know, not long after that. And we were doing it ourselves the way that we do it here. And the crowd goes wild with it. And I was just like, Fred. You know, and the crowd goes wild with a big loud and he just nailed it. Like I had to text him about 15 times to ask him to do it, but he eventually got into a studio and punched that vocal and sent it to us.
Now
as
his
feature on the song.
His diction is so unique. Do you find yourself after having a conversation with him that you start talking like him?
He's definitely got an infectious, like, you know, fun attitude. I don't know. I can't remember if I was picking up the accent by the end of that tour. More like we had this band. We had a brass band from the UK touring with us, playing as our horn section, called Hyde Park Brass. And shout out to those guys. They were amazing. And I think I found myself talking a bit more like the lads by the end of that tour. Just drinking beers with those guys made it. Contagious. Too much fun.
So, Adrian, we talked about your magnificent instrument that is your voice. When when was this thing discovered? How did you get into singing?
Oh, man. So I was singing as a soprano, high voice, when I was a little boy in middle school. And then voice dropped and became a big old bass baritone in, around college time. And that's where I ran into Skylar and the rest of the guys in the a cappella group.
Right.
Alongside that, I was singing in choirs and getting lots of vocal training and eventually ended up in LA doing some work with the Los Angeles Master Chorale, doing some film stuff. It's just been a labor of love and just practice.
Right. And singing with a choir has got to give you confidence. It lended confidence from either side, I'm sure.
Absolutely. It's like a team sport,
right?
You know, where, you know, you have to bring your own things to the table, but you have a rest of the team supporting you. You've got people surrounding you from the left and the right, and everybody's carrying you along and you're carrying them along. You know? But in that, you learn to grow as a strong musician yourself.
Right.
You know, to get that confidence of, oh, I'm here for a reason and I'm here lending something to these people.
Right, yeah. Right. And Grant, you mentioned your dad was the first to hear the cut of Till Death.
Yeah.
Your entire family musically gifted or just you?
So my dad actually,
I like to say he was a drummer. He'll say he is a drummer.
sorry, Dad.
Yeah, let's just burn Dad on the show here, man.
But like, I grew up with a drum kit, like in the basement, and I mean, music playing all day, like every day,
right?
Just like all the classic rock. And you know, my dad, he kind of had this like crossroads when he was. Maybe, like, I think right when he was graduating high school, he was like, do I move to LA with my band?
Right.
Or do I start a family with my mother?
Right.
And, you know, I'm glad he did, because now I'm here. But, yeah, I mean, like, in our house, like, music was just huge. Yeah. I mean, always happening, like, and then once, like, I started playing, my dad was just like, okay, let's go. Right. And just, like, 100% supportive and so helpful in every way.
Right. So, Sky, on social media, I see you constantly working on stuff and introducing, whether it's a line or two from a song, you're introducing your stuff as it comes to you. Does that make you a little nervous? Are you a little hesitant sometimes?
Oh, as far as like sharing my writing process? I started doing that a lot more in 2020. During the pandemic, we had a really fun experience interacting with people on Instagram, namely. We just started having a lot more interaction with fans from Latin America and you know, all around the world. And they really seemed to care and seemed to enjoy the process. And so part of it is like, you know, I've actually written like a whole song. I wrote a song in Portuguese with the help of some Brazilian fans who were in a stream, you know, commenting lyric suggestions and stuff like that. And we sat down and wrote, you know, verses and wrote this song that we've actually now recorded with Trapdoor Social. It's called Alem, A-L-E-M. And the M is nasal, like in French. I'm learning, you know, it's so cool. Yeah, you don't touch your lips together when you make that M sound. Yeah. It's Alem, kind of goes in you, yeah. And so we recorded Alang, and that's going to come out hopefully this year or sometime soon. We got that one in the chamber. And that just came out of an Instagram Live like collaboration with kids in another country.
Right.
And so like experiences like that have just completely, you know, like softened my heart to that kind of interaction. And, you know, to get such positive feedback from these kids online has been really cool. And now I can't help myself. If I'm writing something, I'm excited about it, and I'm sitting at home on my piano and having fun with it. I'm like, I gotta show these kids. Like, you know, let's jam this, and I'll do an Instagram Live and just like sing it 10 times.
I mean this in the best of ways. It's a childlike enthusiasm you have, man. And I also love, and I don't know that you do this all the time. I'm on you constantly, but you do it often. Is that you're inspiring younger artists. You're inspiring other artists, and you're very supportive of them as well.
Thanks, man. I definitely do get, you know, messages from people sometimes being like, hey, check out my thing or this thing. And I've had some, you know, I always tell them, yeah, send it to me and I'll check it out and try to encourage them. I mean, I definitely feel most of the time like I don't know what I'm doing, but like if I can encourage them, like, you know, that's cool. That's fun.
Right on.
That's
fun. So next Thursday's show at the Mint.
Yeah, that's the 23rd, right? 6 days from now.
Right.
Up at the Mint in LA. Would absolutely love to see folks there. Come say hi. Tell them KX sent you if you make it there. We're going to have a great time. It's our first LA show since the pandemic.
Like first real one.
Yeah, right. It's been a wild few years just getting kind of so derailed in the way that, you know, we interacted with music. And, you know, one of my like main gigs, you know, I was playing in cover bands and bars every week and, you know, doing like live music has just feels kind of like the most right thing. Like singing a cappella, like we used to do every year in wine country. We'd go up to like Napa and sing our way through wineries until they either kick us out or give us free wine, called Wine Tour. We do it every fall. But like that and like the cover band stuff and like, that kind of stuff that just feels like the most right thing that I can do just kind of went away and like had us, you know, looking around trying to figure out what to do. And it's stop and start. I mean, man, there's even a surge happening right now and people, you know, talking about shutting this or that down. And it's like, it's just, it's been it's been wild to find our feet again. And right. We're really excited for the show. Our guitar player, Louie, it's his birthday on Thursday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, all so right. He'll be celebrating there at the show.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully mostly after we play.
You have to, a little bit while we play.
Yeah.
You have to leash him up like the moms at Disneyland or something.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, get a little monkey backpack.
Yeah, let him, give him some slack to go to the bar. You get one shot and then pull him back.
There you go.
Yeah, no, it should be a really good time. We'd love to see you there.
I've been telling our audience, well, forever, since we saw you here for the first time, but more importantly, since we saw you when you played our party across the street over at Mozambique. And you're not going to get a better, and I'm not, again, I don't want to blow smoke in your face, but you're not going to get a better live show. You're not going to get a band that puts more energy into entertaining a crowd.
Thanks.
And then you add that with great music, beautifully composed, wonderfully arranged and written. God, get off of me.
Well, we had a chance at that show to, thank you. And no, we will not get off of you. We had a chance at that show to bring down Quinn Carson and his brass band, right. Which, you know, we booked to play their own set, but, you know, had them also jump up and play horns on a few of our songs. Right. A lot of our recorded music of the last few years has started to incorporate more horns and like brass sections. Just because, you know, I'm from a marching band background, so is Grant. Mm-hmm. Big horn parts are just so fun. New Orleans brass right. has been a big thing for me. And throwing horns on our, like, rock band's music right. is just so fun. It's just an easy climax to the set. It just takes everything up a notch and everybody, you know, seems to enjoy it so much. So we've really been leaning into that. We have done collaborations with whole high school marching bands over the years. We've done a number of those, but more recently we're doing, you know, brass bands, like right. adult New Orleans style brass bands. And so we've been playing with Quinn Carson. We've been playing with like La La Brass in LA, and we've been playing with Top Shelf Brass Band out of Riverside. Those guys are amazing, and they're actually also playing on Thursday at the Mint.
I was going to ask you that. Yep. Nice.
They're doing their own set, and they're going to jump up for a few of our songs, including a brand new one called Loneliness that we've been working on since pandemic that has some pretty fat horn line on it, you know, kind of thing. It's a bit more groovy, you know, and it's got these big horn parts and stuff. So I'm really excited to get back up on stage, not only just with Trapped Our Social, but with Top Shelf, because the last time we played with them was February of 2020, right before pandemic came down. We played at Bar Lubitsch in West Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I went to that.
It was packed.
That was a sick, sick concert.
Yes, that's right.
And I had to stand all the way in the back. Like.
But like Top Shelf Brass was there, and we were there, and you know, we just, that room felt like an oven with the warm energy that was in there and the amount of fun that we had. And then right after that, pandemic came down, and we've just all been, you know, hiding. And so we get to come out of hiding on Thursday. It so should good. Be freaking glorious. Right. Can't wait.
As everybody knows, I love good sax. And are
sexy time.
Are you taking yours, or will you be playing the sax? Because I don't want to embarrass you, but you're quite an accomplished saxophone player as well. People may not know this.
Thank you. You know, I do a lot of things mediocrely. It's a cool trick, you know. Jack of many things, master of very few, as they say. I will be playing baritone sax and guitar singing, you know, with the trapdoor set. I'll probably be jumping up and playing with Top Shelf Brass's set as well when they go on after, because I've played a few shows with those guys and know a few of their songs, so they let me do that, and it's a blast.
So, that's a show you have to catch. It's at the Mint. It's next week, next Thursday, the 23rd.
Yep.
By the way, Grant, when we were across the street and you were doing the KX membership party, I played a Morphine song before you guys went on that you dug.
Oh yeah.
So I've set aside a couple of songs just because now I know, this guy likes the music I like.
Ooh.
So I set aside a couple of songs that you're also going to dig today that no one else hears anywhere, but they're tight, man.
Good.
Okay. Yes. Right?
So yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I you're love
gonna
having
have to,
music.
I'm going to have to ask you what that song was so I can go home and listen to it, because I honestly forgot about that until right now, but I remember that moment and being like, what is this song?
Yeah.
And who put it on?
Yeah.
Did Grant lose
thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Mind what happened?
It was
moment.
So good.
It came out of my personal stash. I have a personal stash that no one else digs into. It's like, hey man, I'm rolling this on my own. And then, it comes out of that. So I'll give you a couple more. out of my stash this morning.
Okay. Excellent. We'll be listening, dude.
Right. Yes. And we'll be at your show, man. We have to be there. So if you're in Los Angeles, anywhere around the Southern California area, it's the Mint next Thursday, the 23rd. Skylar, Grant, Adrian, Trapdoor Social, and Top Brass, and the biggest party in town.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's going to be it, man. That's going to be it. Can't wait.
All right. Can't wait to see you guys. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
All right. 11:04 the time. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.